Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports, a little bit of sarcasm, and hopefully a dose of common sense. We are happy to have you with us here today. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, I still feel like I need to take a breath after that crazy weekend of March Madness, but we better take that breath, and we better get ready because the next rounds begin on Thursday, and here we go again in just a few days. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, let us know what you're thinking is going to happen in these coming games. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. You might have a question or a suggestion. We would love to get that from you. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, today on the show, we do have some breaking news that we want to discuss and take a look at. Plus, we want to take a look at the current NBA playoff picture. Do you realize there are only about 10, 12 games left in this NBA regular season? That is coming very, very quickly. And you might not realize it, but we are right at the beginning of a pretty exciting season of sports. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes as well. You know, one bit of NBA news coming out on Monday was the fact that Cleveland Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue, they say, will step back from coaching and focus on his health. Lue is just 40, but he left Saturday night's game, a win over the Chicago Bulls, with some sort of illness. That's the third time this season that his health has kept him from coaching a full game. Not exactly sure what's going on with Tyronn Lue. You don't know if that's something serious. You don't know if that's just stress. You don't know if he just, you know, got a bug or whatever that is, but Tyronn Lue has missed some time. Now, LeBron James, of course, was asked about Tyronn Lue being out for an extended period of time. Here's what LeBron James had to say about Lue being out. It's like losing one of your best players, he said. One of your best players that never gets to play, never really does anything, basically just does exactly what I tell him to do, and then takes the credit for this team like he knows anything. I mean, he's the captain of this ship. I mean, if the captain were blind and had to depend on the captain's first mate to do everything for him, then yes, he would be the captain of the ship. You know, a captain that doesn't really do anything whatsoever. He is that captain. Like, he's not the guy that actually makes the decisions, but he's the guy who's up there that we think makes the decisions. We all know he doesn't make the decisions. So yeah, we can't wait for him to get back. Godspeed to Coach Lue. It's kind of weird. Kind of a weird statement, isn't it? I mean, I would almost think that was like a passive-aggressive swipe. I don't know. Whatever. LeBron James is kind of a weird dude. I'm not sure if that was an exact quote from him. I don't know. It's kind of sounded like something he would say. Just not sure if we got that from exactly the right source. Hey, coming back, we do have a few more news stories to touch on. And do you realize that today, yes, today, March 20th, is the first day of spring? Plus, the NBA regular season is winding down, and we want to discuss a few possible playoff matchups that we could be seeing here very, very soon. We'll get to all that when we come back. A little more breaking news coming out. One story coming out in college basketball. We talked a little bit about it last week. And that is that former Memphis star Penny Hardaway, it looks like, will agree to become the next Memphis Tigers men's basketball coach. And a news conference is expected sometime today. Like I said, we talked about this a few weeks ago. The Tigers did go ahead and fire Tubby Smith, and now Penny Hardaway is going to take over. Now, Penny has been coaching AAU ball. He's been coaching high school ball. Has not coached at the college level. And rumor has it that Penny is going to have a monster first recruiting class if he gets some of those AAU kids to stay with him at Memphis. Hey, hopefully Anfernee Hardaway has the coaching chops to do this job, because it sounds like he's a pretty good recruiter. That's at least the rumor coming out, is that he's got some recruits lined up. But just keep this in mind. We talked about this. Memphis plays in the American Athletic Conference. Think of the coaches that you have in the American Athletic Conference. Mick Cronin at Cincinnati. Kelvin Sampson at Houston. Greg Marshall at Wichita State. Tim Jankovic at SMU. Fran Dunphy at Tulsa. Those are some really, really good coaches in a conference that you might not think of right away as being a real coaching powerhouse of a conference. For a first-time collegiate coach, this might be biting off quite a bit. Good luck, Penny Hardaway. You might need it. And also a little bit of NFL news coming out. It sounds like the New England Patriots are acquiring receiver slash returner Cordarrelle Patterson from the Oakland Raiders in a trade with a team just expected to swap like late round draft picks or something. Now, Patterson enters the final year of his contract this year. He's due a non-guaranteed base of like $3 million. Has 163 career receptions for over 1,500 yards. He's got 7 touchdowns in his career. And he's also been a very, very dangerous kick returner as well. 153 returns, over 4,600 yards, 5 touchdowns. It's a dangerous guy there, no doubt. Tons of speed, really, really shifty, can help you in a few different aspects. And with some of the players that the New England Patriots have lost, they may be able to use a guy like Cordarrelle Patterson. The problem with Patterson has always been this. He doesn't always have the best hands. He's had some crucial drops in his career. And so it just kind of seems a little bit weird to me that the New England Patriots would sign a guy like that. A guy that, yes, he's very, very explosive if he can catch the ball. I mean, when you hear that, tons of speed, not great hands, what do you think of? He sounds like a Raiders guy. This feels like a Raiders guy. Why in the world are they getting rid of him? That sounds like a perfect fit for the Oakland Raiders. A little bit weird. A little bit strange. Kind of upside down deal there going on in the NFL. Now, like I mentioned just a few minutes ago, today, March 20th, is the first day of spring. Yes, finally those cold temperatures start to go away. Start to give way to a little more sunshine. A little more warm weather. And while spring doesn't like signify the start of football season or anything exciting like that, there are still a number of things to look forward to in the season of spring. So today, we are going to look forward to a few things that are coming in the next few months, because when spring comes, March Madness ends, you're kind of like, ugh, not a whole lot to watch for a little while. No, that's not the case. There's a ton to watch over the next few months. So today, here on the Daily Dose, we take a look at the beginning of spring. What a wonderful season that it is.
The first day of spring.
Spring, of course.
Huh? You know, spring. Rejuvenation, rebirth. Everything's blooming. All that crap.
First off, coming very, very quickly this coming weekend, on the 25th, we have the NFL owners meetings taking place. Yes, that glorious time of the year when old white men get together in Florida in their white shoes and discuss what rule changes sound the best over a boardroom table. And while most of them rarely make sense, it's always interesting just to kind of see their thought process, the ideas that they come up with. I mean, when we think about these NFL owners meetings, there's some big things on the table. The catch rule, pass interference, they're talking about maybe retooling that rule. Plus, don't forget a very, very awkward get together with the rest of the owners and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. I'm sure that won't be awkward at all, right? When they all sit down together and Jerry's just looking at him. So you guys are going to sue me, huh? That should be really, really pleasant. NFL owners meeting coming this weekend. March 29th, we have the opening day of Major League Baseball. Hey, is there anything better than opening day? Getting a hot dog at the game, having some peanuts, having some Cracker Jacks, watching a game that lasts roughly 5.5 hours. Is there anything better than opening day of baseball in the freezing cold? Well, yes, almost everything, especially when baseball doesn't even publicize that it has an opening day. But it will be the beginning of the season when every team in Major League Baseball still has hopes and dreams for the season. Their spirit has not yet been broken. Major League Baseball opening day coming here in just a couple weeks. Can the Houston Astros do it again? Will the New York Yankees bats really pay off for them? They have sunk some serious money into that lineup. What about the Boston Red Sox pitching? Could they step up and make a run in the postseason? Can anyone challenge the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League? Will baseball actually do anything to speed up their game and try to actually keep some fans awake? I doubt it. But opening day is coming very, very quickly here in the spring. Of course, next weekend, March 31st, we've got the Final Four in college hoops. You know, I love the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. You've got the upsets. You've got the buzzer beaters. You've got the Cinderellas. I love the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight that are coming for us later this week, because some of the teams that aren't quite up to par, we kind of weed those out. And then in the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, it seems like we get some really, really competitive games. And then March 31st, that Saturday, we get the Final Four. Sometimes the championship game doesn't live up to the hype. The Final Four is usually really, really fun because at least one of the games ends up being a really, really tight competitive game. Love the Final Four in college hoops. That's always a lot of fun. Then, of course, that next Monday, we have the NCAA championship game. We will crown a national champion in just a couple of weeks. And who knows who it's going to be? This tournament is so wide open. We just might see like a Cinderella type of team make it all the way to San Antonio. Speaking of which, I think I've said this before on the dose. I'm not sure if I have. But if you ever want to go to a national championship game in college basketball, it's actually really, really easy. Go to the end of the Final Four games, stand outside, offer to buy tickets. The losing fans that come out are going to sell them cheap because they're just going back home. Anything they can get, they'll take. Cheap tickets. If you ever want to go to the championship game, go to the Final Four games first. You'll get them cheap. Anyways, April 5th through April 8th, coming very, very shortly again, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, we have the Masters from Augusta coming. It looks like Tiger Woods is at least showing some signs of being competitive again. Sure, he wasn't playing in big tournaments or anything like that, but he kept it together for 4 days. It seems like Tiger might be feeling healthy again. Now, when we get to the Masters, will we see young guys like Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy step up and win it? Or could we see older guys like maybe a Phil Mickelson or Tiger, or even like someone like Bubba Watson go win the Masters? Should be very, very good TV to watch the Masters here in just a few weeks. April 11th, we will have the Stanley Cup playoffs beginning. It looks like the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Nashville Predators are on a collision course. They're the two top teams on either side of the conferences. But we know the upsets happen in the Stanley Cup playoffs every single year. It's not a big deal to see a 7 or an 8 seed go all the way to the finals. That happens. I can't watch the NHL all season long, but the playoffs get exciting. You have huge shifts. There is pressure on every single play. NHL playoffs coming very, very shortly. Not long after that, April 14th, the NBA playoffs begin. We are now in that final stretch of the regular season. Those playoffs are going to be here before we know it. NBA playoffs, where amazing, well, and really, really weird calls happen. Just a few weeks after that, April 26th, winding down April a little bit, right in the middle of spring, we have the NFL draft. The NFL draft is just a few weeks away. And while I don't think that the top quarterbacks are worthy of actual top picks, this is a deep, talented draft. You have quarterbacks that are going to be available in later rounds. You don't have to take a quarterback in the first round. You could go get somebody else, maybe in the 3rd, 4th, 5th round, that could end up being a player. But it's not just quarterbacks. You've got running backs that are going to be available later. You've got a number of defensive linemen that are going to be available all throughout the draft. Cornerbacks. There's actually some talented offensive tackles that are going to be available in later rounds in this NFL draft. I really think in this draft, you can find talent in every single round if you're smart enough to draft the most talented players. Now, I know when I say that, that sounds obvious. Well, of course you draft the most talented players. What else would you draft? Well, we see teams do this every single year. We see teams get locked in on a position and say, oh, we got to have a quarterback. I know he's not the best player on the board, but we really feel like we have to get a quarterback right here, right now. We're just going to take one. Yeah, there were other talented players out there. You didn't need to do that. And part of the fun of it, I think, is that it's always kind of fun to see how these teams talk themselves into things that don't make any sense. Like, we see these quarterbacks getting drafted way too early. We see teams fall in love with a player, not based on what he did when he was playing, based on what he did maybe in a combine, or based on the idea of what he could be, or based on what he did in a pro day when he was out there throwing the ball against, you know, coaches with brooms and stuff. They do it every single year. We see combine heroes get drafted way too early every single year. It's going to happen again this year. I guarantee it. You just hope it's not your team that does it. But the NFL draft coming later in April, hey, that's high drama. That's fun stuff that we watch right there. We get into May. Now we're really into spring. Summer's not too far away, but we get into May. May 5th, I'm telling you right now, mark it down on your calendar. Because on May 5th, here is what you're going to have. That is a Saturday. You're going to probably have some NBA playoff games. Pretty good. You're going to have some NHL Stanley Cup playoff games. That's pretty good. You're also going to have the Kentucky Derby. Okay. Like, the Derby is always interesting, I guess. It's a tad obnoxious, but it's always interesting. It's like a minute and a half. Granted, the coverage of it is like 4.5 hours, but you don't have to watch all the coverage. Just watch the minute and a half, you know, get together for a Kentucky Derby party. Everyone has a few mint juleps. You pick the horse that you think is going to win. Everybody puts some money in a pot. Kentucky Derby party, a little bit weird, but they're kind of fun. And on the evening of May 5th, we have Golovkin versus Canelo 2. Yes, that's not a bad day of sports, is it, May 5th? I'm telling you, mark that down on the calendar. Whatever you have going May 5th, you might want to kind of move some things around. Either schedule a party for it so you don't get locked into going something you don't want to go to. Or you might want to just make sure you pencil that open as free and we're not doing anything that day. May 5th, that's coming really, really quick. Canelo versus Golovkin, it's probably going to end in controversy because that's just what boxing is. It's just a filthy sport. But somewhere between the filthy decision and the dirty promoters and all that stuff, we might see a few good rounds of boxing. You know, kind of lost in their first fight with that bizarre decision was the fact that these two put on an incredible show for 12 rounds. That was a great fight. Yes, I thought Golovkin won it. I thought he won it relatively easy. But that was a great fight. Both fighters went at each other. A lot of haymakers thrown. Big punches landed. That was a really, really fun fight. I expect the second one to be just as fun. Will it be shady? Probably. Yes. May 5th, make sure you mark that one down because that's going to be here before you know it. Get into mid-May. We have the NBA draft lottery on May 15th. Who will be the winner of all the tanking that's going on in the NBA? Oh, I know. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver had a strongly worded note that should have put an end to it. But bizarrely, teams are kind of ignoring that note. They still seem to be playing their younger players, losing games on purpose that they could probably be winning in hopes of getting like a DeAndre Ayton or a Marvin Bagley. Who is going to win the NBA draft lottery? Those are two pretty good players out there. It's not quite like a Shaquille O'Neal or a LeBron James, but those are two pretty good players that could be a cornerstone of a franchise. And when we look at these teams that are in the hunt for it, and we'll see with the NBA draft lottery, we'll see who actually gets it. But you've got Phoenix, you've got Memphis, you've got Atlanta, Orlando, Dallas. They're all in the hunt. They're all right there. They're all truly terrible and truly tanking and trying to get one of those top picks. But we know that anything can happen in the NBA draft lottery. Could a better team, don't forget Cleveland is going to have a few lottery balls in there. Could a Cleveland somehow get a lottery ball through and get the top pick? Would that help LeBron stay in Cleveland if they did? I wouldn't think so. But maybe. Like I said, anything can happen at the NBA draft lottery. Especially if a frozen envelope gets slipped into the hopper. Or a weighted ping pong ball gets dropped into the ping pong ball machine. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. NBA draft lottery coming in mid-May. On May 27th, almost getting to summer, Memorial Day weekend, you've got the Indy 500 and you've got whatever silly name the Charlotte 600 is going under these days. I don't know what it's called these days, but it's something. You've got some auto racing. Sure, IndyCar racing is going the way of the Edsel. Or, you know, baseball. But it's still the greatest spectacle in racing. And what better way to spend your Memorial Day Sunday than watching these rocket ship looking cars go speeds that we can't even fathom over the TV. Now, if Indy would just start to get a little smarter, maybe start to encourage some wrecks, maybe start to get some fights between drivers, this sport could come back around. But when Indy is done, if you prefer those big jalopy NASCAR races, they will be running later that day. May 27th, lots to watch on your TV. Finally, we have May 31st, just before we get into the month of June, just before the summer really starts to get here. We have the NBA Finals beginning on the final day of May. Can the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers make it four in a row? They've gone to three straight finals. Can they do it again? It's not going to be easy this year. There are some teams out there that are hoping to take their heads off. Can they do it again? Yeah, probably. I don't know. I guess we'll see. It's going to be fun. But like I said, sometimes we think of the fall and you're looking at college football. You're looking at the NFL. NBA is not too far off. College basketball is not too far off. And the fall gets a lot of attention. Hey, the spring in sports is a really, really fun time of year. Looking forward to spring sports as today is the first day of spring. Coming back, just like we said, those NBA playoffs are coming very, very quickly. There are only about 10 to 12 games left in the regular season. What playoff matchups could we be seeing here in just a few weeks? We're going to take a look at some possible playoff matchups here in just 1 minute. Just a quick reminder that if you've got any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. March's Loot Crate theme, it's called Playback. It features items from Back to the Future, Sonic the Hedgehog, Dungeons and Dragons, and The Simpsons. But if you go over to Loot Crate, they've got just about any franchise you can think of over there. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure to enter Daily Dose in the coupon box. We're going to get you 10% off of your order. You don't have to order a monthly subscription if you don't want to. You can get single items. You can just get a single crate if you want to. But make sure that you head over to lootcrate.com and check out some of the deals they have going on over there. Okay, like I said, NBA playoffs are going to be here before we know it. And while all of this stuff can flex and change really, really quickly, like some of the matchups we're going to talk about today, they could be totally different by tomorrow. They change that fast. And some of these teams are very, very close. But we just wanted to kind of throw some of these matchups out there, because some of them are going to be really, really interesting if they do take place. Let's take a look at the playoff matchups that are coming, at least as they sit right now. Like I said, they could flex a little bit. A couple teams could move around. But at least right now, these would be the playoff matchups we would have if the playoffs started today. Over in the East, you would have the number one Toronto Raptors versus the number eight Miami Heat. Now, Toronto just had their win streak ended. They were rolling, 11, 12 games, something like that. And the Raptors have been playing very good, efficient basketball at both ends of the floor. They're kind of starting to get everyone's hopes up that this might finally be the year they do something in the postseason. Here is the scary thing for the Raptors. The Miami Heat aren't great. They've had a lot of injuries. But one thing they do really well is they excel at winning close games. If you watch Miami, nearly every game they play in goes down to the wire. Head coach Eric Spoelstra is excellent at drawing up late game plays. Now, I would think if this matchup took place, the Raptors would get by the Heat, right? Just don't let those games be close. Or Toronto could get themselves in a little bit of trouble. Like I said, I think they would win the series. You don't want this going 6-7 games. That'd be an interesting first round series for Toronto. Also in the East, you would have right now number two Boston versus number seven Milwaukee. Now, Kyrie Irving has been sitting out for Boston. And as a result, the Celtics, they're real hit and miss right now. But you know he's going to be back for the postseason. Meanwhile, Marcus Morris is playing really, really well. Now, if Morris can continue to play well in the postseason, and if Kyrie and Al Horford are both healthy, Boston's still going to be a threat over in the East. I know we're kind of starting to sleep on Boston a little bit. If they all come together healthy, they'll still at least be in the running for all this. Right now, like I said, they would face Milwaukee. Hey, we know Giannis is doing everything for Milwaukee, but their bench is awful. That could be a problem. They still can't play any defense. That would be a problem. If you're Toronto or if you're Cleveland, I almost don't want Boston to face Milwaukee because I think that might be too easy of a series for them to win. That would concern me just a little bit. Moving on to the number 3 versus number 6 matchup. Yeah, speaking of those Cleveland Cavaliers, right now they would match up with Philadelphia. This might be the worst case scenario for the Cavs. I think they would rather see almost anyone else in the postseason, especially in the first round. They don't really match up all that well with the 76ers size inside. Now, I wouldn't think Philly could actually beat them 4 times, but if Joel Embiid stays healthy, Philadelphia could make this series a lot more interesting than anyone might think. Like I said, I don't think they could beat Cleveland. But you know, if Cleveland's looking at these matchups, they're going, how can we avoid Philly? Ugh, they're just a pain. Not only are they a pain and talented and big, there's also that mentality Philly has of, hey, we're the young guys and we want to beat you. You know they would have that bullseye on them. That could be a really, really interesting series. In the final series over in the East, at least right now, you would have the number 4 Washington Wizards versus the number 5 Indiana Pacers. Now, Washington is saying that point guard John Wall would be back at some point during the first round of the playoffs. That's the schedule they're saying right now. Yeah, the Wizards need that to be sooner. They were winning games early on without John Wall. They're now kind of struggling. They're about a 500 team without him right now. That could be a huge problem if they ended up playing a team like Indiana, because Indiana is playing with house money. They have nothing to lose. No one expected Indiana to even make the playoffs. The fact that they could be a 5, and if things fall right, they could flip this and actually be a 4? Yeah, the Pacers have nothing to lose. That would be a very, very dangerous matchup if you're Washington. Miles Turner, Victor Oladipo, somehow they have Indiana playing pretty good basketball. That would be the story over in the East. Now, on the West side, we have some really interesting matchups. Again, these could all change, but right now, number 1 Houston versus number 8 Minnesota. The Houston Rockets are just cruising along. They have the league's best record. That would get them home court advantage throughout the playoffs, and they need it to stay that way. Houston doesn't want to go to Golden State with a Game 7 on the line. They would much rather be at home. The biggest key for these Rockets is just how much better they have gotten this past year defensively. That's going to give them a shot. Maybe they could make a run at the Warriors. Minnesota without Jimmy Butler, I wouldn't think that would be much of a threat. They don't play any defense, and as usual, we always see under Tom Thibodeau coach teams, his teams tend to wear down. That's a really bad combination for Minnesota against the Houston Rockets if they were to see each other in the first round. In other playoff series, you would have the number 2 seed Golden State Warriors facing, right now, the number 7 San Antonio Spurs. Again, this could all change. And if Kawhi Leonard comes back, I could see San Antonio going on a little bit of a run and maybe moving up out of this series. But if Kawhi does come back and they just stayed here, are you telling me this series wouldn't be at least a little bit interesting? I mean, the Warriors are very banged up right now. I expect them to be fine by the postseason. I know a lot of people are jumping off the end. The Warriors are in trouble. Not quite yet. Steph's got an ankle, supposed to be okay. Klay Thompson's got a finger, supposed to be okay. We'll see about Draymond. We'll see about Andre Iguodala. But I think the Warriors will be healthy by the time the season gets here. But if they were to face the Spurs in this first round, that'd be worth watching. Don't forget, the Spurs were blowing Golden State out last year in Game 1, when Kawhi Leonard went down with that ankle injury. Now, San Antonio has enough problems to worry about. Even if Kawhi comes back, how do you fit him in? They're not playing very well right now. So they have enough things to worry about. But Golden State versus the Spurs would be a pretty interesting first round matchup. The next two are the ones that I would want to see. Number 3, Portland versus number 6, New Orleans. That would be a battle I would love to see in the first round. Portland started off the season a little slow, but they are one of the most dangerous teams in the league coming down this final stretch, playing really, really well defensively. And Damian Lillard is shooting the ball very well from distance. Meanwhile, on the other side, you have one of the other hottest teams in the league, as the Pelicans are playing bizarrely so much better without DeMarcus Cousins in the lineup. Anthony Davis is playing at an MVP level. I just think at some point, the guards for New Orleans are going to let them down. But this, Portland versus New Orleans as a first round matchup? Oh, that'd be must-see TV. I would love to see that one. Final matchup, at least right now, of the NBA playoffs would be number 4 Oklahoma City versus number 5 Utah. Hey, the Oklahoma City Thunder have a lot on the line this year. Paul George is set to be a free agent after this season. Could they win a series or two and convince him to stay in Oklahoma City? But maybe more importantly, if a series started to go south on the Thunder, would we see Paul George kind of bail? Start thinking about what he's going to do next year? I don't know, maybe. Carmelo Anthony isn't really doing anything anyways. So basically what this would come down to would be, can Russell Westbrook carry the Thunder again? Now, it might sound crazy, but that wouldn't be easy against the Jazz, who are one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. Gordon Hayward and Rodney Hood might be gone, but Rudy Gobert, Ricky Rubio, and rookie Donovan Mitchell, they're buying into Quinn Snyder's defensive game, and it shows. The Jazz are 18-2 in their last 20 games, and it's mostly because of their defense and their rebounding. Now, in a playoff series, as they go into the postseason, shooting will become a problem for Utah. I think it's just a matter of time before that starts to rear its ugly head, but Oklahoma City versus Utah, if that was a first-round matchup, that's pretty good stuff right there. Hey, the NBA playoffs are coming quickly. And while we know that the Warriors and Cavs have gone to three in a row, you can see there are a number of teams hoping to take their place this year. Anything can happen in the postseason. You could have an injury. You could have a team get hot. You could have another team, for whatever reason, just go cold. The NBA playoffs are coming very, very quickly, and they are going to be extremely fun to watch. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, and we are going to be taking a look at some of the early winners and losers in NFL free agency. Plus, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. You never know what we might have to rank this week. And we'll always be taking a look at the latest and greatest news coming out in the world of sports. I have to say thank you so much for listening to the Daily Dose. For all of you that share the show, that tell your friends, that email us, text us, message us, whatever it might be, thank you so much. It is appreciated. Make sure that wherever you listen to the show, you are clicking that little subscribe button. That does help us a little bit. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.